you touched on this before. I think it is sort of multi-generational, because I think that while I'm not a fan of Spotify and all that, because I think it's ruining music in a lot of ways, it does provide easy access to younger people to decades worth of music. Mm-hmm. Like, they can plug right into, you know, the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, you know, the 40s. You know, they can plug right into it. It's right there. You know what I mean? They don't have to, like, go look for it. It's right there. And so, the, you know, young people get it. Like, they realize, hey, yeah, these Beatle guys, wow, that's so much better than K-pop. You know what I mean? You know, you get educated 18 or 19-year-olds, they're going to get the fact that the Beatles and Jimi Hendrix, you know, have more to offer, you know, than a lot of the stuff that's on the charts that seems to come and go. Mm. Now, obviously, there's people who are popular that have a certain degree of staying power. But, I mean, we're talking about a group that broke up 50-something years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you get to watch them do things like they have no...
Right.
What's that?
Right. You get to watch them. And they're silly, and, they... and John's hysterical.
Yeah. And they have no computers. And they
have... No cell phones.
No cell phones.